Time to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. We'll start off with a sports story that's more of a political international story. The Kremlin is now saying that the Brittany Greeners, or the swap negotiations, must be conducted in silence. They warned that they don't want any free range talking about that. That from the Soviet Union. Of course, the NFL is back on tap for tonight. They begin their weekly schedule. And tonight, it's really a must game for the Buccaneers. The Ravens and the Buccaneers square off tonight to kick off week number 8. Of course, this week in the NFL, the local teams that are in action are the Jets. They'll go up against the Patriots. That's a big game for the Jets. There's no doubt about that. The Giants will go up against the Seahawks. A big game for the Giants. The Buffalo Bills against the Packers. All right, so those are the NFL games that are on tap for tonight and into Sunday. And then, of course, we have Monday night football. We have football on Thursday night, on Sunday, all day, Sunday night, and Monday night. So this is a Thursday, Sunday, Monday during the day. I mean, it's amazing. Thursday, Sunday, Sunday night, and Monday. That's 3 days of football, plus you throw in the evening of football that comes on also on Sunday afternoon. That's a lot of football. That's a spicy meatball. All right. So let's move on from that and move on to NBA action that took place last night. See if any of our local teams saw action. And they did. The Knicks downed the Panthers. Is it the Panthers? The Hornets. 134 to 131. 134 to 131. And I think they were the only local team that played last night. Nope, the Nets did. They lost to the Bucks 100 to 99. Coming up today, the Nets take on the Mavericks, and that's all for today. Taking a look at the National Hockey League last night, while the Rangers are in a tough, I tell you, they're not playing so good to start the year. Islanders shut out the Rangers 3-0. Now, why would the Rangers have two games? And that's fine. That's right. They've got a second Ranger game, of course, the one which they played on Tuesday that they're showing. I have no idea why they're doing that. And in other sports news, Yankee players are upset over the unusually brutal experience. What they're talking about is the fans booing. Well, I don't know. Would the fans have a right to boo? They're saying that other people don't want to come in and play because they boo. You don't produce, you get booed. You're the New York Yankees that have 27 world championships, and you can't seem to make it past the American League championship to get into the World Series. It's boom or bust. And yes, fans are going to boo. Now, you're all going to come after Aaron Judge, all these teams. And if the Yankees give up on Aaron Judge, they're crazy. He should become their captain like Derek Jeter. But you're going to have every team come forward and pay him exactly what he wants. And you better, if you're the Yankees, dig deep, because you let him walk away, and your fan base and your advertising base for your YES Network are going to shrivel up. They really will. Well, anyways, that is a check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club.